Welcome to the Upshot subscriber only bonus segment. Thanks so much for being a subscriber. He's Jamie. I'm Charlie. And today we're talking about what we think the rest of the 2020 season might look like. And kind of like trying to put a hat on as like overlord of deciding about the national tour and the pro tour, and think about how you could try to fit stuff together on the calendar, taking into account travel distances. You know, you can't just randomly put tournaments down on the map because it's going to be impossible for players to attend. Remember last year, was it last year? I think it was just last year. Steve Dodge like rescheduled the Pro Tour Championship to be in Emporia at the end of the season. And the pros were like, what the hell are you doing? Like, we're all on the East Coast. We don't want to drive all the way back to Kansas for this tournament. And then that's when everything went down. The tour got sold. Jeff Spring made it in Charlotte. Da-da-da-da-da. So, obviously, there's a great deal of uncertainty. Now, there's likely to be ongoing uncertainty for at least the next month. And so, who knows exactly what we might see, but we're going to try our best to figure it out. Here is something that I want to point out, Jamie. In our interview on the main show with Justin Menichelli from the PDGA, he talked about how they were starting at the end of the season, or at least he personally was starting at the end of the season and trying to think about, can we have this event in September? And then going backwards rather than starting at now going forwards. Unfortunately, I think that's not a particularly good sign for upcoming tournaments. And he seemed to suggest that they're targeting Beaver State Fling as like the return to the course tournament that they hope to make happen. Now, the Beaver State Fling is scheduled for June 26th through 28th in Oregon, of course. And that is after Worlds, and it is after the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship. U.S. Women's is in mid-May. Worlds is in mid-June. And so, to me, Jamie, that signals that those events are not going to happen on schedule.
He certainly didn't give a whole lot of a confident answer that things are going as planned and we'll update you. The kind of tone was like, we don't really know. So I think that's pretty fair speculation there. And you know what? It makes us think when we were doing the beginning of the year shows and we saw how early USWDGC and Worlds was. We talked about it being on the West Coast swing. Never thought in a million years this would be one of the, that they would be the casualties of something like this. Just compared to like having 2019 and 2018 Worlds so late in the year, in like the August, September time, it would be a much higher percent chance that they're still going to happen. So interesting scenario here that, taken from Justin's interview. So how do you want to start this out, Charlie? Where do we start at the end? Do we start at the beginning?
Well, I think we got to start at the beginning.
Okay.
When do you realistically think we're getting back on the course? I think the next major event that has yet to be postponed or canceled is U.S. Women's, which is mid-May,
22nd through 24th
in California, right?
Yeah, it's in the Sacramento area: Orangevale, Rocklin, Auburn. It's three courses, basically Sacramento. You know what? Here's the thing, and again, this is speculating, and we're doing this on the subscriber segment, obviously, so it just doesn't go out publicly because we're not health officials, blah, blah, blah. This is just for fun. Knowing what I know from being around the Bay Area and how really locked down and, timid people are at this point in their lives, and with the California governor, Gavin Newsom, being very aggressive in his measures to try to stem things, I just would be really shocked to see those late May Northern California events happening. And that's the USWDGC, and that's also the San Francisco Open.
That's right.
Now Sacramento is not nearly as big of a place as the Bay Area, not as dense of a place. It's much you know, geographically bigger, but not as dense of a place. It's a very different city than the Bay. A lot of people think California is just basically Los Angeles and San Francisco, and, you know, like Sacramento is a whole different place in the world. So, you know, I think that the fact that it's a major, that's the big thing, right, Charlie? No majors have been canceled yet. And obviously Justin was very hesitant to come on and say, yeah, we're thinking about canceling the majors, but he also didn't give really, really strong, he didn't give a strong statement that that's definitely going to happen. But I think, let's put it this way, I think more likely San Francisco Open doesn't happen because it's on the Pro Tour than the US WDGC not happening. But I think the chances are pretty high just seeing how California is reacting to all of this.
I'm going to be honest. I think there's a less than 5% chance US Women's happens on schedule. I think if I'm the PDGA, I am announcing soon that US Women's and Worlds are being postponed, because I just don't see a world in which those events are realistically going to be able to happen in the way that you want them to be able to. Because let's say, and this is already a stretch, that a large scale event is going to be allowed to take place in Utah in June for Worlds. Are you going to be able to have the dozens of European players come to the United States for the event? I don't think so. I think we're going to see international travel be difficult for months. And you know, do you still want to hold it then? Here's my thinking. Because the West Coast Swing includes these events already, take them. And I know there's a lot of logistics that go into this, and maybe it's not going to be possible to just easily do it this way. But if you're able to, with, you know, reservations and having the courses set up the way you want and everything, just move them until after the rest of the West Coast Swing. So you have the Portland Open at the beginning of July on the Disc Golf Pro Tour, and that's right after the Beaver State Fling on the National Tour. Can you then put those events in that spot on the calendar between July 3rd and then the Great Lakes Open July 24th, the next stop on the Pro Tour? It's, you know, maybe a little bit tight, but you could definitely get at least one event in then. Could US Women's be moved to a different location? Maybe. I just feel like it's going to be a lot easier to reschedule those events now and start thinking about solutions to put them later in the year when it's more likely we're going to be able to get back to normalcy than if you wait and then find out that there's no chance you're going to be able to have these events. And if you wait a month, then all of a sudden you lose that lead time to find solutions later. And I think, especially given that we're seeing other major international events getting postponed that are much later than Worlds and US Women's, you know, not that they're on the same scale, of course, as the Olympics, but, you know, it is a world championship, is it not? Like, I know it's in the United States, but it is a world championship, which we expect to have world international competitors at. I don't think it's the right idea to hope that it will be able to happen in June, given the current trajectory.
So, two good points you make. Actually, honestly, the best point you made about US Women's and Worlds is the fact that the international travel wariness is going to last beyond two things. A, beyond the public interest in being that concerned about this. Because, like, look, it doesn't matter whatever you think about the virus, wherever you are in your stance on this, the public interest is going to wane in this before the medical community wants and before the politicians want. That's just how it is. But the thing that's going to go on are things that are under federal control and under nation state control, like international travel. So that's probably the most important point. And the other great point you made is you got to protect the majors first, and you got to try to reschedule the majors if at all possible. I think if you want to have a season, if you want to have any season, you got to start with the majors and work your way back.
Would you rather have 3 NTs and 5 pro tours and 1 major, or all of the majors and none of the other stuff?
All the majors.
Me too. Got to be the priority. Agree 100%. Look,
you said earlier on the main part of the show, you were like, hey, the national tour probably still has a slight edge in clout. And I kind of now think that this is the year that the pro tour finally flips that. And we may have talked about this last week too. I can't remember.
You might be right. I mean, especially given the bad luck of scheduling. You know, there have yet to be any NTs. 2 are canceled. 1 is postponed indefinitely.
Right. I get it. The PDJ was trying to be accommodating and work in a good schedule, and things didn't work out with Las Vegas, so it wasn't an NT this year. So they said, okay, we'll just go after the first 2 Pro Tour events. They've got those set in for the few years. Let's bring this event up. And it just kind of, you know, there's no way you could predict it, obviously, but that bit them. And I think that is going to be one of those long tail effects in the sport that we don't really talk about much until hindsight makes it true. But I think the Pro Tour is going to eclipse the National Tour this year. And the fact is, like, look at the state of the National Tour this year. Tell me the events that you absolutely can't live without.
On the Pro Tour?
No, on the National Tour.
Oh,
what are the NTs that you just can't live without?
I mean, I think there's only really one, and it's Beaver State. And can I not live with it? I mean, I want the majors more than I want any of these NTs.
Yeah. And it's like, for me, the National Tour it's like 2 events that have 3/4 of a point of the way towards, like, can't live without. And it's Beaver State and it's GBO right now. And it just, like, I wish GBO's courses were a little better, and then it would be awesome, because everything else around the event is amazing. And I wish everything else around the Beaver State Fling that was off the course was, like, a little more convenient, a little
more like the GBO.
Yes, exactly. I wish they could find, like, a middle ground between
they need to have a child.
Yes, we need the child of GBO and the Fling. And that is the turn. That's the NT we can't live without. But the rest of them, no offense to the hardworking people who put these on, but it's just not at that level anymore. Like, it's not at the level anymore where you can't live without Masters Cup. It's just not. The game has gotten better. The tournaments have gotten so good. You know, the
I'm surprised to hear you say that. I feel like it's such a classic.
It's a classic, and look, I get roasted out here in California because I think De La Viega is overrated.
Ah, there it is.
NorCal people roast me for that regularly. I think it's a good course. I think it's a legendary course because of the history behind it. Is it the most exciting event on tour? No, it's just not. I'm sorry. Still love you, Santa Cruz people, but that's just the way I see it. So the Pro Tour, on the other hand, I think there's a lot of excitement around the events. And, you know, like, you can go to the backyard with the San Francisco Open. I think there's more excitement for SFO, for the future of SFO, than for the future of Masters Cup. And there's more excitement about the legacy of Masters Cup, if that makes sense. So, but anyway, yes, save the majors. And then the Pro Tour, it's a separate entity, so it's going to salvage what it can of its season, right? But the majors have to be moved. The only issue I take with when you wanted to move it, Charlie, is the European Open is not on the UDIS calendar this year, and that is in that weekend in mid-July.
Oh, that's
right. And
it's
a major, so it's very important. And
that's right. That's an oversight on my part.
It's a bummer to not see him
really hard,
make a deal with
UDIS
this year.
Yeah. It makes it really hard to know what you can do. I mean, I was hoping to keep it the original venues. You might have to reschedule with new venues. I mean, you can definitely find a spot in the calendar later in the year to have Worlds in August or September in the East. You could you could take one of the existing NT or Pro Tour events and turn it into the Worlds, right? I mean, maybe people don't want to do that, but I think there's going to need to be some flexibility going forward this season, unless we're lucky and things resume to normal in June, which I think is not going to happen.
Right. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's going to be so difficult to reschedule. Here's what you're looking at. Another event is going to have to seed. Like, they're going to have to defer to Worlds.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like,
I don't think you can move it, though.
No.
I think there's too much there's too many logistics, too many things going into Utah this year.
You don't move it. You just, like, the MVP Open becomes the Pro World Championships. You extend it by two extra days. And you play on Maple Hill.
Wow.
Right?
That is... It sounds good in terms of the scheduling. It's rough for the local committees, but that's, you know, we could talk about that hours.
People are going to have to make some sacrifices. I'm using MVP Open as an example.
Right.
Just because, like, that's what came to my mind. You could choose any tournament. I mean, I think certain people would be really proud to make the adjustment to be able to host a Worlds. I think Dodge would gladly, right? Have we had Worlds at Maple Hill? Forgive me.
I do not believe so. I'm feeling really not confident in myself with the on the spot questions after the whole win from the Chase card.
I'll Google it right now. Maple Hill.
I'm pretty sure never.
No, I don't think so. There's been a U.S. Masters there last year.
Mm-hmm.
But at least my quick Google here says no. Now, of course, you already have a past Worlds venue, Green Mountain, sitting there on the calendar for the Pro Tour with Jeff Spring running the show. Like, that could... I know it might be sort of dissatisfying to go back and play those same courses again, although I don't think it should be because they're maybe the best combo of courses in the country right now for a World Championships the way they're running it. But you could easily do it there. Now, easily. I should pull back on that. But I'm saying if you can't figure out the timing for the Utah one, you say, we're sorry, Utah. We have to do 2021 for you. We're going to move Worlds to one of the East Coast courses when we expect that things are going to be back to normal in September. And we're going to have a late season Worlds. And it just feels appropriate because honestly, I didn't even get to this yet. Let's say that things normalize by June 1st and it's like, okay, we're going to have Worlds. We're asking players to come off of 2 months of not playing, zero playing. Like, literally, some may not even be able to go to the course and play and then go play the World Championships. That is not good. That is one of the major reasons the Olympics got postponed this week, is because athletes started saying, this is insane. We can't prepare the way we want because everything is shut down. And it was inevitable anyway, but that sort of facilitated this happening sooner than it would have otherwise. And I think you could be in a similar situation with disc golfers. Now, if the choice is play Worlds now or don't get it at all, obviously people would rather play. But I think if you're the PDGA, you have to say, we're going to push it back. We're going to either try to reschedule it for X dates before people go, you know, to the Midwest for tournaments. Or you say, we're going to just figure out something later this season and start talking to tournament directors now on the East Coast about, hey, could we host Worlds at your course or courses?
You know what? The more I sit and hear you talk about moving it to Vermont at Smugs, the better of an idea I think that is. You have somebody who's already hosted Worlds. He's hosted the Pro Tour Champ. Like, obviously, Spring's qualified. We don't need to drone on about that. Courses that people love. Okay, look, let's get real and get real raw with it. Like, people are going to feel bad. People are in a funk. Like, Justin Minichelli came on the program and he was clearly in a funk, right? I think that's a fair representation of how many people feel in the world right now. What is more chicken noodle soup for the disc golfing soul than to go back to where you saw Bjerkus and Barsby defy the odds and win worlds. Like, if we have to do a hard reboot of our mentality on the 2020 season, isn't that just like an extra bit of comfort to know that you're going to a great venue, that you'd be going to a team that has done it before and knows how to do it on courses that people love? You know, that's kind of a win-win. I hope that, I don't know, maybe somebody can consider that. But Worlds has to happen. And I think what I'm getting from your mentality, this is my next question to you. As commissioner of this hypothetical world, do you say, look, players, this is going to be tough on you guys, I understand, but you're going to have to play a lot in the fall, so just prepare for it now? Is that the lesser of the evils? Or is it saying, okay, guys, we have to have an extra abbreviated season because the priority is to not overwork the players and try to keep it to a quote-unquote normal tournament schedule for the end of it? Like, what would be your priority as commission?
So you're saying, like, should we add more tournaments to the back end of the calendar versus, well, keep what exists and just play what we have?
Whatever combination you do, like, that's definitely an option you can do, but I just mean more of, like, the mentality. Like, we complained 2 years ago on the show, right? Because when Worlds was at Smugs, it was a month before USDGC, right? The whole hangover in Delaware kind of thing. And, like, we didn't get the best performance out of the players between those majors, even though they showed up for the majors. And it's kind of folding in with that Olympic argument. Like, the athletes are saying, we're not going to be able to put on the best show, and this is representative of all the nations in the world, so we need to not hold it, because it needs to be representative of the pinnacle of sport, right? So it's like protecting the players, protecting the quality of what you're going to see in the product. Or do you say, hey, we have to have a season, and if we don't have a minimum number of events, then people are going to be talking about asterisks, and it's going to feel like...
Nah.
Where are you at?
I think you just say, we're going to get back to playing disc golf as soon as we possibly can. We have to follow the rules that we're getting from federal government, from the CDC. We don't want to put people at risk. We're not going to put people at risk. And to make sure that we're able to get these events in, assuming that we can eventually compete this year, who knows when that date will be? Nobody knows. We're hypothetically talking about July, June. We don't know. It could be August. It could be September. But I think you prepare now to have the season get, you know, it's going to get compacted a little bit, I'm sure. The European Open may, if it happens, it will probably mostly or maybe only be for locals. It's not going to, I don't think we're going to see the American players travel to Europe. I mean, maybe things will change enough by then that international travel will be fine. But I would be surprised.
Wait, you're saying if international travel is doable, you don't think Americans are going to go?
No, I'm saying that if it's doable, they will. But I wonder about whether it's going to be doable by then.
Oh, because I would have the other opinion. I'll tell you that if they can get there, they will get there. If I can get there, I will try to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is that level of event.
Yeah,
but you're saying the logistics may prevent.
I'm talking purely about the coronavirus,
right?
And the effect that it's having on everything.
But what I was getting at is whether it's a logistics based thing or whether you think people's apprehension would prevent them from going to
compete. No, I don't think so. I think that if things have cooled off enough, they're saying we believe it's now safe to travel to Western Europe, then people will just go. I mean, maybe there will be some people who say, I'm a little spooky about it because they have pre-existing health conditions or something. But I think if things are normalized by then, people will go. But I don't know that that's going to happen. And, like, when will we know? Will it be affordable by plane tickets? It probably will be, because there's nobody's flying right now.
Oh, yeah.
But I think, so the big picture thing is, like, who cares if the schedule sucks a little bit? I mean, as long as it's doable and you're not having a tournament in Utah followed by a week later in Vermont, then I think you know, you let pros make decisions for what's best for them, but you try to get the events in.
That's the question I was asking.
I think some events are going to get canceled this year. I mean, it's already happened. Some events aren't going to happen, but I think you have to try to reschedule the majors, and that may come at the expense potentially of events that would otherwise just run as a normal tournament. But again, I think there's some TDs who might take on the challenge of being like, you know what, I want to step up and I'm going to turn my event into the US Women's Championship and I'm going to turn my event into Pro Worlds because that's the right thing to do for the sport. I mean, I would be surprised if people didn't want to do that, to be honest.
I'm kind of in the same place. If I'm running the ship, you have to have as much of a season as possible. And I just looked it up. Daylight savings time doesn't strike until November 1st this year. Tour championship is October 16th through 18th for the Pro Tour with the USDGC the week before. So you still have 2 weeks before the time change, which, you know, obviously has issues with getting tee times and getting people through the course before dark. So I think you have to take advantage of those final 2 weeks. I will suspend all of my wishful thinking that the USDGC goes back to the last event of the year because I think this is a greater circumstance. I think you have to try to make use of those events. And I think you have to go to the pros and be like, look, those few months, those 3 months, August, September, October, maybe July, whatever it is, you've got to really dig in, prepare yourself now, be preparing yourself now because it's going to be a lot of golf in a short amount of time, but we've got to get the season in. I think you have to not worry about, oh, people might not play as well because they're not at their tip top. You can't worry about that as a governing body. That's on the athlete to make sure they're prepared. The athlete's prepared to be ready in any situation. That's the stuff they put on Instagram. That's the stuff they put in media interviews. You got, like, they're going to talk that talk, make them walk the walk. We want to see some disc golf. You know, obviously.
And I think players want to play. I think they're going to be dying to play.
100%. But it might be 2-3 months where we have three majors in the span of 8 to 12 weeks.
That's right.
Which, hey, that'll be a hell of a ride. That's going to be like
insane. I mean, it would be a lot of fun. If you know, I hope for the best. I hope for the best.
Yeah. God, disc golf media will be on overtime if that happens. Like, we're all on a cocaine bender just putting out 6 stories a day because, anyway, it might be fun. We'll see.
Well, let us know your thoughts. You know how to get to us, upshot@ultiworld.com. Thanks so much for being a subscriber and tuning in. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Upshot subscriber only bonus segment.
I don't do cocaine. I'll see you.